here at Think 16 for you guys? I mean, you guys obviously have a really strong partnership with Co-op. What's the latest there?
Well, you know, we have the wonderful Miracle Match program, which is now in its eighth year. Co-op donates $1 million annually to fund that program. You know, we did some math, and if you think about a program that originated because of the match 8 years ago, and it continues today, if you put all those events together that have happened year after year like that, you know, that $8 million that Co-op has invested, you could argue that it maybe has resulted in $25 million in new incremental dollars for our hospital. So it's a game changer. And I have to applaud Stan Holland and his board for endorsing the idea, coming up with the idea, and making it really, it's unprecedented in Children's Miracle Network Hospital's history to have a matching program like this. And as you can see, the impact has been amazing. It's the number of kids that we can help because of it is untold. So it's as Stan retires this year, it's quite a legacy that he's leaving behind, and we couldn't be more grateful. And you know, not only does Stan, you know, do it with his support, his board support, Co-op, you know, the entire company's support, but you know, he also has committed his time. He has served on our board of governors.
Oh, wow.
He just recently stepped down as chair of the Credit Unions for Kids National Advisory Board. He encourages his entire staff to get involved. We have many of them that sit on local and national boards for Credit Unions for Kids. So it's been a remarkable partnership. And, you know, because of that, you know, credit unions now collectively with the support of Co-op now raised, in 2015, raised $11.6 million.
Good gracious.
A new record. It was 8% increase over the previous year. And as we've talked about at GAC, it's the 20th anniversary of Credit Unions for Kids. And over that time, credit unions have raised over $150 million. So it's a wonderful partnership. And I think the 20 years that credit unions have committed to the cause tells you everything you need to know about the credit union movement, about their commitment to people helping people. And we just need to share that story. That story needs to get out among credit union members, among consumers at large. And that's kind of, I'm excited to see how CU Purpose will take that and run with it and provide the tools, you know, along with, you know, CMN hospitals, to provide the tools for credit unions to tell that story. You know, we need, you know, people need to know this. And I hope we can help share that story and let the consumer, the members know the impact that those funds have had at our hospitals.
Yeah, can you talk about Co-op's purpose? I mean, this whole new initiative and what your part or what Creating for Kids part is in that?
Well, you know, I think we're going to be part of it's there's several different pieces to the to the puzzle, so to speak. I think obviously Co-op wants to continue to concentrate on children's health care, on financial education. And I think the, you know, the program itself was introduced a couple of days ago. There's, I think, still a lot more information.
It's still early.
Still early to be shared. But, you know, I think that Co-op is going to create tools and you know, other resources for the credit unions to again, to help tell the story about what they're doing in the community, not just for credit unions, not just for Children's Miracle Network hospitals, but they do, you know, thousands of other things throughout the year for other charities. And you know, that's, you know, I think that's part of the end goal for CU Purpose or for Co-op purposes, to tell that story, help credit unions do it.
I think it's just fantastic, and it's almost kind of infectious in a good way when people see this message, like you say, that hey, you know what, it kind of propels them to act as well.
You know, I think when, you know, you look at the kind of the philosophy of credit unions, people helping people, you know, consumers now, okay, that's great, but show us. And I don't think there's a better example, is my opinion, than what they're doing to fund children's hospitals throughout the U.S. It's a life-changing experience for the families and kids that are being treated, and it's because of the support from credit unions, and of course, you know, our other partners that fundraise for us throughout the year. So, but credit unions have, I think, taken a leading role in that, and they need to be proud, and I know they're proud of what they're doing, but they need to tell people about it, and it just it's part of their DNA, mm-hmm. and I think that that needs to be shared with their members and again with the consumers at large.
Yeah. And we are celebrating that here at Think 16. But what's going on? Let's look forward a little bit. What's going on the rest of the year? What campaigns do you want to talk about for the rest of 2016?
The upcoming campaigns, we have Miracle Jeans Day coming mm-hmm. up in September. Of course, we're really excited about the third year of Shop for Miracles, which is October 20th, yeah. which is International Credit Union Day. Last year, we raised $500,000 through Shop for Miracles. And it's, you know, you can make a business case for getting involved mm-hmm. with, if you actively promote to your members that you're participating in Shop for Miracles, mm-hmm. Drive the use of your credit and debit cards that day. Mm-hmm. A number of credit unions have done it and have aggressively marketed it to their members. They've seen an uptick in the number of transactions for the day.
Why not?
So, it's all about cause-related marketing.
Yeah.
We're excited about the long-term potential of the program. Like I said, we raised $500,000 last year, $50,000 came from the Co-op Miracle Match. So Co-op is behind the effort as well and helping encourage credit unions to get involved. So that's October 20th, and then we end with our Holiday Icon campaign. But it's also, we're gonna also culminate in November with a special announcement in regards to the 20th anniversary of Credit Unions for Kids. So.
All right.
I'll let you know, Mike. Okay. We can help get the word out, but it's exciting, and we're anticipating that it's going to be embraced, and we're going to see a lot of let's say recognition for credit unions.
All right, teaser there, Joe.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm trying to. Yeah,
a little cliffhanger.
I'm learning from you.
Okay,
you, Mike.
Well, scary, but hey. All right, wrap up question for you here, Joe. What is your? I'm asking everybody this actually. What is your mission? What do you want to accomplish here at Think 16?
Well, first and foremost, you can never say thank you enough. So it gives us an opportunity to thank the credit unions, the executives who spend their time and effort serving on any number of advisory boards or committees. Mm-hmm. Obviously, thank Co-op for their amazing support, and celebrate Stan's, remarkable career in the credit union industry and the impact he's had on Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So that pretty much is it, and I think we're going to accomplish it.
Well said.
Yes.
Great message to end on, Joe. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the show, and just enjoy San Diego, and keep up the good work. You guys are doing great work there.
Thank you. Well, we have wonderful partners like credit unions. It's easy.